Thank you, Laura, Your Excellency, British High Commissioner, President of the Duke of Edinburgh International War Scheme, Malta. Well, friends, I feel so proud to have been part of this celebration to award 22 young Maltese people who have, during quite a long period of time, endured, persevered, but enjoyed also all sorts of adventures to achieve soft skills, social skills, and many other skills that you have to work at, like, and values like determination, like also working in a team, which is sometimes so very difficult in a society like us in Malta. Being on an island makes us very insular in our thoughts. Hence it is sometimes quite difficult to work in a team in a natural way. So this award is not just an award that brings out and helps to bring out the full potential of our young people, but also helps out society directly to bring the full potential of working in a team, working as a team. One of our young award achievers have mentioned that, and this really struck me, have mentioned that for him this award has brought to him the experience of the other side of education. And yes, because it is not just to really reach one's full potential, it is not enough to go through an education system where you read tests, you study, you get paper qualifications. That is very, very important. And Kenneth, you mentioned it at the very, very start as well. But it is so very important to have parallel, informal education, which this award really stands for that. Informal education, bringing out the best out of the person, acquiring those skills which are so very important to acquire in life, to make you cope, to make you feel committed, to make you work with others. And if you can manage to work with others, then you know how to respect, you acquire values of respect, of tolerance, of including, so important in a society like ours, so important in a democracy, to have an inclusive society. Hence I really augur the committee of the Duke of Edinburgh's International War to continue with the work, because it entails work. It is not just achieving the award that entails work, but really to organize such an award. It needs a lot of work to organize, to be there so that one can assess and evaluate all the time. So I really augur you more and more work to attract more Maltese people. To attract more Maltese people. Laura said at the very start, she wishes that every Maltese young person would enroll in this award. And I do wish that every young Maltese person would have the experience like our young Maltese achievers today. So I augur you more work to promote more this award, to explain more in schools in particular. So that we will have more young Maltese people that will enroll to such commitment to achieve so many skills, so many values. Skills and values that are so very important to the individual, but also so very important to a Maltese, to the Maltese society, and to a modern society that has to endure so much in all sorts of situations and challenges. Well done. So very proud of you. Thank you.